This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Hexclad, blending stainless steel and nonstick tech for unmatched performance. Save up to 30% off by clicking the link below. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 30% off with code MMA. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 757.
757.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
Let me think. I don't know. Just chilling. How was your Memorial Day?
Uneventful. Well, I don't think we actually did anything this year. Yes. Because everyone's here, there. A lot of busyness going on. How about you?
Similar. To spend time outside, barbecued. I've been on a Smashburger kick. I don't know if you got a flat iron, like for your grill.
I've never had one.
I highly recommend. You can get attachments if you want. We ended up just getting this Blackstone thing. And then you buy like a cast iron press.
Yeah.
And you put the burgers on the grill in balls. And then you smash them down, season them, flip them once, mm-hmm. season them again. Do like two or three on a burger. Oh, so good. Highly recommend. Super juicy.
I'll have to try it because like... when I learned how to cook burgers was at Fuddruckers when I was, 15. And they always told me, never push down on a burger when you're cooking it. And I'm like, I've never done that. I've never pushed the grease out. I've never flattened a burger cooking it. So it's just different.
I'm trying to think, was I given that advice? I think I was. But I tell you, if you don't flatten the burgers, then they're not smash burgers.
Right. Because you're squeezing all the juice out pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll have to try. I was trying to think if I've ever... No, I've never had one. That's odd. Huh.
So good. So you make them like thin and then you put... So you make one, right? And you have a bunch of them cooking, right? You smash them all down. You put cheese on one. And then you put another one on top. And then if you want to go crazy, you can put another cheese. But they're really thin. They're not like, so you end up like having like a 1/4-pound burger or something, sometimes a half, depending on what you do. But then they're like dripping, greasy.
Mm-hmm.
Bread gets all.
Then you use 2 more patties as the bun. So you have 5.
Ketchup, mustard. I usually like chop up some onion and saute those fuckers, mushroom, bacon. You can do like blue cheese.
You could throw, what's that thing I have? Pickle de gallo.
Pickle de gallo.
From Grillo Pickles. They make pickle de gallo. I've been putting that on like tacos. Sometimes I throw it on burgers too.
Okay, interesting.
It is interesting. That, let's see what else was happening. Looks like the Bears are going to be in Indiana before you know it.
No, that's all rumors. It's not.
No, the legislator... The legislature last night convened, like the Senate passed some kind of a bill. The House decided they didn't want to do it. And then our retarded governor is saying, yeah, we don't want to give tax breaks to billionaires. Like, can you stop with the propaganda and the bullshit? The Bears are just looking for property tax certainty. They don't want to be paying 50 to 100 million a year in property taxes. That's all they're asking for. And for you guys to take care of the fucking infrastructure that's going to support this facility and all these other buildings they're going to build. And the state of Illinois basically is like, nope, not going to do it. So unless they hold a special session to reconvene and come back this summer, I don't believe they're back in session until like November. And I know the Bears wanted to make a decision by the end of spring, early summer. So it looks like Indiana is giving them everything they want and Illinois is like, fuck you. And plus, I think this will hurt our governor's chances for re-election if the Bears leave. So I kind of want them to leave because this guy's like electric bills are just off the charts and blah, blah, blah. You
They
know,
sure are. We can't have the Bears leave. We need the Bears.
I know it's depressing, but I don't see if I'm a business owner how I could stay in the state when they basically don't want them.
I'm with you. Makes total sense, but we got to try to figure out a way to keep them. Bring them to Arlington Heights. We need the Bears.
Well, they fucking spent so much money on that property, destroyed the old racetrack. I'm like, fuck, you could have still had horse racing then if
Yeah.
this didn't go
That was a cool
through.
place. I went
Yeah.
there times. It was fun to go.
Yeah. We went a bunch of times. We would go in high school and through work functions and stuff. We'd always have like a day at the track. So it was a lot of fun. And then fucking, you know. Your state's being run down, so hopefully that'll change in November here. So anyway, what else is happening out there?
Did you want to talk about the enhanced games?
Sure.
Okay, I got a video from the enhanced games if you're ready.
Okay. Sure, go ahead.
Here we go. It's a little swimming action. And you know, this is the event where you can do anything. And
Yeah.
oh, there he is. I don't even know if this guy, looking at him one more time, I don't think he could actually swim. He's so
No, he
big.
would sink because they said that's what happened. Like some of the guys, I think I have a picture as I'll pull up in this discussion that some of the guys went too far with it and put on like 25 pounds of muscle and he just wasn't as buoyant. So like he's swimming and sinking. So he had to like reduce everything. But I'm going to pull this up. There's some stats on everything here. So they said 91% of the athletes used testosterone, 79% used human growth hormone, 62% used stimulants like Adderall, 50% were using metabolic modulators. I'm not exactly sure what that is. 41% used EPO, 29% used anabolic steroids, and then 5% used hormone supplement. Or, sorry, hormonal support therapies. So they had that. I think it was the only world record was broken was in swimming, but they were letting the swimmers wear the full body suits,
Oh, the one that
which,
got banned, yeah.
yeah, the Olympics banned like 10 years ago because all the, like almost every event, they were breaking world records because of the suits. So they said we can't use the suits. So I don't know why the fuck these games would let them wear the bodysuit because it should be apples to apples. Like the only thing we're supposed to be doing different, besides us being a little bit older and past our prime, is just doing drugs to
Right.
see. But now you're letting them wear a suit, problem. And then the other weird thing was they were having the swimmers swim in a 4-lane pool, which is a problem because
Oh, why?
you always put the fastest swimmers like in the middle lane. So it's like an 8-lane pool. The fastest guys are like in 3 and 4 and 5 because the outside lanes get pushed because of the waves, the wake from
Oh,
the
because of like
walls.
turbulence or whatever, yeah.
So that was happening in lanes 1 and 4. They were getting pushed into the ropes front, so you have to swim harder to like go stays in the straight line, but they're going off and trying to come back. So it was just kind of a fucked up scenario.
Huh.
And I'll pull up the one swimmer that put on too much. I think this was from last year, but here's what they said he was all on and where he was at. So he was running 1200 milligrams of testosterone
1200
cypionate.
milligrams.
Run a little trenbolone, a little 500 milligrams, a little HGH, 7 IU a day, a little insulin, 8 IU. His testosterone was 1300. He's running Vitor Belfort levels.
Wait a minute. So if he's 1200 milligrams a week and it's only 1300, that seems really low. I feel like a 4000. Think about that. So most people who take TRT are like between 100 and 150 milligrams a week. He's taking like 10 times that.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. Can you imagine?
No. No. I don't want to imagine that. So that was weird. I mean, overall, I don't know if, I mean, they probably learned some shit, but I think it also shows that And I think there was some stat that I read in there. I think it was 45% of Olympic athletes are on some shit. It's just they're so good at not getting caught.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, you won't. I don't know what the answer to the enhanced games is. Like, all these drugs are good, I think, is the answer. It's
Yeah.
just hard to prove it when you're not using current high level athletes. Like, they're high level, but they're not current. You know, they're kind of a little past their prime. Because I think also, if you come into these games and you do all this, you can't go back to the other side because now they consider you fucking tainted.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so nobody young is gonna risk.
Yeah. I mean, they had some people that were competing, but they were not doing drugs. So
Okay.
it was weird. So hopefully it'll continue. It'll get better, bigger. I know Thor was in that too from Game of Thrones, but he did not break the deadlifting world record. He came up just short. But he's on everything. All these guys are on everything. Let's see what else. Oh, so I remember, I don't know, it was 2 weeks ago, I was talking about the UFC White House card and how, hang on, I'm gonna throw up. Something caught in my throat.
Oh no.
Dana White was saying that there was a nap problem, and I was like, oh, they should probably talk to Disney because when you're at Disney, there's no fucking bugs. So I had Grok look it up. I'm like, what the fuck does Disney do for bugs? So I guess here's what it says. They got some kind of core approaches. They have an integrated pest management program. So first they have prevention. So there's no standing water, obsessive cleanliness. So like they're constantly sweeping, throwing away trash. Second is monitoring and early detection. They have carbon dioxide traps that catch mosquitoes and other shit. They have sentinel chickens and coops for
Whoa, what's
whatever
that?
reason.
Do
It
they like hunt
says
mosquitoes? The
checked
sentinels?
weekly for antibodies to mosquito-borne diseases. Chickens stay healthy but reveal exposure. And then teams constantly inspect. And then they have biological and natural controls. So the fish in the water eat the mosquito larvae. They have parasitic wa wasps, then other beneficial insects like ladybugs that control the pests. They have liquid garlic extract that they spray that the mosquitoes hate, but people can't smell. And then they also have 200 feral cats at Disney that they let out at night to take care of any rodent problems.
And then they just come back. They kill all the rodents and then come back.
Yeah. I don't know if you see them walking around. I don't remember seeing any fucking
That's
wild
fucking crazy.
cats.
Did you say wasps? Like
Yes, parasitic
parasitic wasps.
wasps and other beneficial insects. And then they just said they do targeted treatments too. And it's like
That's
that
crazy.
whole combination of everything is why there's little to no fucking bugs there. Because the 2 or 3 times I've gone has been nothing, or maybe five. I think I've been five, but I forget some. So yeah, it's wild. So maybe the UFC needs to implement some of this. It's probably a little short notice because you only got what, a couple weeks here before fucking events. So
Wow. Okay. So parasitoid wasps, they lay eggs in the bodies of other arthropods, and then it causes the death of these things. So these wasps must lay eggs in the mosquitoes or something crazy. And like,
something, take care
but
of all
wouldn't
the
it be
other
bad to have
bugs.
more wasps?
Maybe.
I'm more afraid of wasps than mosquitoes.
Well, wasps are fucking assholes, man. The
Oh,
bees are
dude.
fine because bees are, I don't know, wasps just seem like fucking dickheads.
Total dicks.
Yeah. And then the last thing for the UFC White House is they had someone snuck some pictures of like the setup so far. And I didn't
Oh,
know they
cute.
were actually going to cover it here. I thought it was just going to be open, but there is a minor cover. So that's good.
Least if it rains, I mean, the fans
A
won't.
little bit. And then hopefully, if it's daylight, it blocks the sun from heating up the fucking canvas. Because that fucker, like the people that were fighting that one summer card we were at, they were getting like second and third degree
Sunburn, yeah,
burns on their
on
feet
their
because the
feet.
fucking mat was so hot. And I think people were just trying to get out of the fight early so they wouldn't burn themselves. Because I don't think they were even letting them tape their feet up or wear like the ankle brace things.
No. So if you get like you're on the ground and someone's on top of you,
Oh
you're
my
basically
God.
cooking, basically.
Yeah, because sometimes like when you're walking at the beach barefoot, you're like, fuck, fuck, fuck. I gotta get to the water. It's so hot.
Yeah, it's really hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we even saw that like on a black sand beach. We stopped that one. We were in Hawaii a few years ago. I was like, holy fuck, this is even twice as hot with the black sand. So, got all that going on. What else is happening?
There was a BKFC over the weekend, and Connor Tierney had a massively broken jaw. I'm gonna show it to you. You're probably gonna have to
Yeah, I'll do some magic.
exit out, but here it is. A little graphic action. They got some video of him. Look at this sucker. It's like separated.
Nice.
Like,
Yeah.
and then they show the KO here in a second, but how fucking crazy is that? Like you're
Yeah.
just getting your jaw busted up.
Yeah, not great. Like, that's what Jake Paul just had to happen. Like,
You got hit so hard your jaw got broken. That's
that's
crazy.
crazy. It's so crazy. Fuck. I saw Scott Coker. He's back in the news. He says
Yeah.
he's gonna launch his MMA league in 2027 with $60 million in funding. I think Tony Hawk's one of the people. He said, "I always knew I wanted to come back, and when the time was right, with the right vision and a carefully curated team, that time is now. There's an incredible demand for a fresh new global brand in MMA. The new league is about returning to what matters, the integrity of competition, respect for the athletes, and sharing their remarkable journeys with the world. We are building something authentic, something that belongs to the athletes and to the fans who live and breathe the sport." So basically, they're going to do 12 events next year with the first card in January. They're going to do a 16-man or better tournament in a single weight class with the huge tournament winner prize. And looks like the field will be a mix of prospects and free agents. So I wonder what they're going to name this. Strike Forcer? Strike
Force strike, force
Harder?
strike,
Force Strike. I like it.
foreskin. I mean, what?
Something's.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, we need some competition because it's slim to none right now, as far as like you either fight in the UFC or you don't, as far as MMA.
Well, MVP just was talking about the Nikiza, whatever that guy's name is, was talking on the Errol
Yeah.
Hawani podcast like a week or two ago. Was talking about how the Rousey Carano was such a success that they're gonna try to keep doing MMA events, and they think that they can be a competition for the UFC. So, I mean, everyone's gonna try, but that
It's
Paramount
hard.
deal is big. It's a big deal to be on Paramount.
Yeah, because they don't have to try anymore. It's like they finally got to the point where they don't have to try, they can just maintain. And even if they lose a little, doesn't matter. And now all these other guys, I mean, that's good because it does give rise to these other orgs. I don't think MVP is going to be successful, but Scott Coker has done it twice. I don't see why he can't do it a third time.
It's like he's in and he's out. It just keeps happening.
Yeah, well, he just sells out and then sells to the fucking UFC, and then they put him under contract for I think 2 years to kind of bury him at that one point. And he
Yeah.
went over and took over Bellator and then buried that one too. So PFL, Bellator's, yeah, I mean, PFL's still out there, but fuck. So that's happening. What else is going on?
Okay, here we go. I got a little Conor McGregor action.
Oh no.
I know we like to see Conor. Here he
Yeah.
is singing on The Voice. Got a
No,
dog. I can't play it because it'd be copyright
no.
infringement, but there he is. He's
Oh,
doing his thing. Everyone's going crazy.
sailing away. Like, whoa. You
I
should
feel
be
like in
playing
his
that
videos,
pug
he
like an
just keeps looking
accordion.
bigger and bigger. Like he's like more swole every time.
Yeah.
So, anyways, there you
That
go.
guy, I still don't think he fights. I still think
I don't
he's
think
pulling
so either.
out
I don't think it's gonna happen.
or something, like a drug test will come back or not. I think he's been te drug tested the most already this year. I think he's already at 12 drug tests. Like,
That's a lot.
just let the man Like he'd tell me he didn't, he just ran so much gear to get healthy again. And we also had, while we were off for a week, that Usyk versus Rico Verhoeven boxing match
Okay.
with it had a very questionable stoppage after the bell rang. The doctor stopped the fight and gave Usyk the fight. And most people that saw the fight thought Rico clearly was winning. And they showed the scorecards. And if it had ended, I think that happened in the 10th round, it was scheduled for 12. If the fight ended in a 10, it would have been a majority draw because, you know,
Ooh.
boxing is a fixed sport. And it's
Yeah.
the same thing because Holly Holm just had a boxing match over the weekend. She lost the decision, but clearly won the fight based on everyone watching it. Again, they don't want, but she, I mean, she was a boxer and then came in the UFC, but they don't want you coming back. Like,
No.
you can't come in and fucking be successful. So, I'm just thinking about Rico. Can the fucking UFC sign him though? If he's
I
like
know.
beating the top heavyweight boxer on paper. Not in reality, but get him in, give him favorable matchups. You'd be like over him.
Yeah, it goes. Yeah, I'm all for it.
Yeah, that would spice things up. Just don't put him against like Gable Stevenson. Like you
Yes.
don't need to put him against no fucking wrestler that's gonna fuck him up and take him down. And then I had one other quick boxing thing, real quick. They had a event in Egypt, so this
Ooh.
is those cool picture ones where you have the fucking pyramids in the goddamn background. Like, how insane is
Oh,
this?
is that real?
Yes.
Holy shit. That'd
Yeah.
be awesome.
Fucking.
Also creepy, but awesome.
Yeah. And probably a little bit hot, I'm guessing, too. If you're out in the fucking desert. That's the other thing. Like, the people training for the UFC White House card, I think it was Justin Gaethje's trainer, was saying, you know, we're doing rounds and then we're throwing them in the sauna and we're coming out. So we're getting them acclimated to the heat, thinking it could be hot there,
Yeah,
muggy,
Washington in the summer can be real sticky.
mosquito-y,
Yeah.
natty. So, let's see what happens here. Oh, I got one more boxing thing, real quick. I don't know what the hell this is. Mark Hunt posted this. I don't know if this guy just shows up with boxing gloves and boxes you in random places, but some guy shows up to box Mark obliges.
Asked you who you wanted to see me fight. You gave me dog shit suggestions. So I thought I'd fight the scariest man in Australia, the Super Samoan. Let's run the fight.
So like he just goes into like some store and Mark's in there waiting for him.
Hey, what?
Yeah.
Does he know he's coming?
Yep. And then they just start throwing.
In the store?
Yeah. Maybe this is a barber shop. I don't know.
Seems crazy. Is he gonna get KO'd? I hope so.
He'll go down, but it's not like a total KO shot. But Mark still can throw some heat.
He's big. He got
Yeah.
bigger.
Yeah, he did. He can just absorb that. I don't, Mark's wearing like boots, by the way, too.
Yeah. Like Uggs.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why is he wearing
I don't know.
Uggs? Oh, damn.
Yeah, so that's that. I don't know what the fuck this is. This is
I
just like
don't
a mobile
understand.
boxer. Like, I'm gonna come to your place of work or your place of
Box you.
business and we're gonna throw downs.
If he's gonna do that, I'm stabbing him with a pair of scissors. Like, I
Yeah,
don't know. Get the fuck out of
seriously.
here.
You're in
I'm
the
at
barber
work.
shop. I'll
Coming
fucking cut you, bitch.
to my house.
That's right. Fuck
Yeah.
you. What else is going on?
Well, speaking of boxing, BJ Penn back in the
Oh, no.
news and he was
Oh, no.
under some sort of court mandatory of psych evaluation thing because
Yeah.
he was there trying to figure out if he's fit to stand trial. And apparently he passed that.
Oh no.
It's the one
You
thing
don't want him to pass
he's won
that.
in how many years, right? It's like the one you don't want to win. I
Exactly.
won the psych test. I'm not crazy. Or if, I guess, well, it doesn't say that. It says, are you fit to stand trial? And the answer is yes. So all that shit that happened to him from 25, I think he got
Yeah.
arrested like 20 times or something. It's all
Yeah,
down.
restraining orders and stuff.
It's all going down.
That's unfortunate. You'd think Yeah, where does CTE fall in that scale?
I don't think they test for that.
Yeah, I don't know how you can prove it, but 100% he's got it. 100%, that's probably what's going on with him. Like, we just had some hockey player just fucking committed suicide, and I would guarantee that was suicide, like Claude Lemieux.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, I meant to text you guys that a few days ago when I saw that. I was like, damn, he wasn't that old.
No. No, he's the one that caused all the chaos between what, Colorado and Detroit? With that huge brawl.
Oh, yep. He was him.
Because who was it? McCarthy on the wings went right after him. Because I forgot what he did something to one of the Detroit players. And then the next time they played, I'm
Yeah,
like,
I think Jeremy Roenick or something. I forgot. Or is it one of the Russian guys? He hurt somebody pretty good and then it went crazy. Yeah.
yeah.
God,
Maybe
that was.
Konstantinov, but I think I
You
don't know
might
if
be right.
Konstantinov was still playing by then, but yeah. So anyway, yeah, I guarantee that was a CTE thing. So
Fuck yeah.
that's
That guy
fucked
was in
up.
fucking fights all the time going crazy.
Yeah, he was an asshole as a player.
I
He's
remember
like a dirty
I was
player.
at a college party. At Michigan, and I think we had gone to the football game that night or something, and we were at some fraternity's place drinking, and everyone was started around the TV because the Wings game was going on. Then that shit happened. The place went crazy. The goalies were fighting. It was like
Yeah.
out of control. Like there's so
Yeah,
much bad
Patrick
blood.
Waugh, and I don't know if that was Mike
Yeah.
Vernon
You can find that shit
or
on YouTube. It's out
Osgood.
there. You
Yeah.
can see it. It's crazy. Like it's
Yeah.
nothing like that has happened recently. I don't think they've.
No, you don't get line brawls anymore because I think they start. I think the second, if two guys are fighting and another fight breaks out, I think both those guys get thrown out of the game now. Before, like back in the day.
You can't start a fight while other people are fighting?
No.
How gentlemanly of everyone
That's
let
gay
them
as fuck. It's the same thing. Like, don't take your helmet off.
like you want
Like,
to go? Like, okay, let's go.
yeah, I miss the showmanship because back in the day, like, I just dropped the gloves and then some of them would just take the helmets off. Like, let's fucking take the brain buckets off.
Yeah.
And now they can't do that. Now, like, 99% of the guys have a visor too. So you're going to be punching a fucking visor, which is
Just dumped.
stupid. I'm like, just embrace it. Embrace it more. I mean,
Yep.
shit. Let's see. Oh, Glover Teixeira and Shogun Rua, they're gonna have a boxing match in Brazil, sometime in August. Looks like Shogun 44, Glover 46.
Jeez. Okay.
I don't know.
Weird matchup,
I don't
but
like it.
yeah.
I got a tattoo rating for
Oh,
you.
jeez. I'm ready.
This might be the craziest one I think I've ever seen. And away we go.
What in the actual hell? Who is that Hillary?
And Trump
Yeah.
getting her bent over.
It's like what's that show of well with the guy not Family Guy. He was around Hank. He was like the cartoon show. You know what
Oh,
I'm talking
King
about?
of
Yeah, it's like King of the Hill banging his wife. It looks crazy. Like I don't know
the
if
Hill.
I feel like it's awesome, but also horrible at the same
Yeah,
time.
I feel like I got violated just by looking
I'm
at
not
that.
sure how to do. I'm gonna give it a solid 0.25.
Okay, fair enough. I think I might have one later, but we'll see.
Okay.
I got like three more things. What
I
else you
have one piece
got?
of news and then just knowledge. So.
Okay. I'll do one more and then if you want to do your news. I've never seen this. You know, I was talking, I think, about like 3 weeks ago about this baseball game where you could like punch people and shit.
Yeah.
So I just found the clip that I was looking for. And I think it's made by the same people that made NBA Jam and maybe
Oh,
NFL
sweet. Here's a
Blitz.
shocking report.
But.
Sends up a drive left field.
Oh, yeah,
This
hell yeah, I
one.
play
And
this.
this one's going to be
Yeah,
out of
I like
reach.
this style. And then, like, when you get to a play,
And Furcal winds up
like,
at
you can start
second with
punching
a
each other
homer.
and shit.
Oh, sweet.
So I
Noel
think
Smith
there's an
allows
actual.
runners on
I was going to
base.
fast forward to another where you actually see a punch do
Hammered
something.
first base. He makes the grab. And the
So that
ball
guy like
goes
knocks
loose.
the ball out of his hands. See? Like that's when they don't make fun sports games anymore. I
No, it's
want
all
like
serious.
sports with a twist, you know? Make them a
Everything
little
has to
more
be
fun.
simulation, you know,
Yeah,
to
I
make it
fucking
legit.
hate it. So I won't play any sports games anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah.
What else do you have for news?
Well, the last piece of news is Ben Askren. You know, it was like he was really sick for a while. He's apparently recovered enough after that double lung transplant that he's gonna do some RAF wrestling against Bilal Muhammad. What is that? Did it say July 18th in Milwaukee? Because I think he's from there. So
Yeah, he
that's
is.
crazy. If you go up and look pictures of him, he looked like he was like on death row, like just
You look like he had AIDS.
sticking bones. And then apparently now he's gonna do some wrestling. So it'll be.
Yeah, I'm still curious to see what does his cardio look like with someone else's lungs? Like, did
I
it
don't
get
know.
better or worse?
Maybe
Like,
he
I
got
don't
a
know.
marathon runner's lungs,
It
you
could
know.
have. It could be better. And he said for this match specifically, he's like, I can't. He's like, obviously, I'm not going to beat the best high level guys. And he's like, I don't want to just fight a can, but I want to fight someone that's going to be competitive with. So I guess that's why he chose Bilal, which seems fair because, you know, see what he can do. And then I have one tweet of the week and then to knowledge. Let's
Perfect.
see.
Let's see.
Someone posted Hooters is rebranding as family friendly. They want the restaurant to be seen as the neighborhood place. And then this woman said, I want titties up in my face while I eat the wings. Family's got plenty of other places. Let me have this.
I agree.
Well, you know, seriously.
I haven't been there in forever, though. I don't even know if it's any good stuff.
No, I just remember being there in college, like when we were probably 18, 19. I think we were freshman year in college when that came out. We went, it's me, Brian, and a couple other guys. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. And then I remember the waitress touched me. I'm like, she touched me.
She has boobs.
Yes.
That's funny.
And now I think part of the problem too is at these places, I think why they're having a harder time is like the real talent is on OnlyFans now. Like all these ladies going to OnlyFans, so you don't have to work at like a Hooters. You don't have to be a stripper. If you're like top tier, you can do other things. So are you down to knowledge or
Yep.
yeah, go ahead.
All right. Just wondering. I know you like golf, so I'm wondering what you think of this tee shot.
Nice cake.
What?
I mean, your
Looks like
cake.
good form. Yeah,
Sorry, one more time.
it's fine.
Nice cake.
What?
I mean, your cake.
It's a little AI, but I'll take it.
Obviously, but it's getting better. It's all impressive how good it is.
Yeah, I can't tell anymore. And then this knowledge could be a going away, could be a tattoo rating too. It's a little of everything. So this is Jade Mason Wong. She fought on that MVP card, if I recollect. Yeah. What does it say? Feed?
Feel.
Fed?
Feel
Feel? I don't know.
strange.
Yeah. So she's got tats in
She
all the right
does.
places. Solid. That's a 9 out of 10 from a tattoo standpoint.
I agree. It's pretty solid.
Yep. On that note, we shut down.
Righty. Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
And Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.